prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 13 November 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us. And, of course, today being Wednesday, tomorrow being Thursday, we should be in office tomorrow all day long from 9 to 4 Eastern, as we always try to be, if at all possible. Now, we want to hear from you tomorrow. We'd love to talk to you. And I mean that seriously. So you can give us a call tomorrow if you like at 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, folks, it will save us quite a bit of money if you do that. If you dial 304-846-4448. And you can, play, of course, always place orders for the books we're offering on It's Christmas Christian and It's Cremation Christian. If you want those, you can talk to Crystal about those tomorrow. She'll be taking orders and shipping things out of here tomorrow. So that's what we're here for tomorrow, folks, to talk to you. And, of course, Bible study this weekend, I pray. We're going to try Bible study at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can join us on the Internet by going to pastorbush.com and clicking on Rumble at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. There will be the first half hour is always prayer requests and praise reports. At 11:30, 12:30 is Christian Worldview News, which is prophecy in the news. One of the two will be Bible study. I hope you'll join us. Now, if you can't do that on the Internet, you can call 339-209-5013 and listen on the phone. 339-209-5013. We hope you'll join us. And I hope y'all don't mind me giving you an update on my brother whenever I find out more news. I just did more today. I had some callers, listeners that want to know what's happening. They asked me, well, give us an update. So I tried to do that. He got some worse news today about his back, and you know he had three bulging vertebrae, and they were cracked. Well, or they were hairline, I guess you could say. He now has four, and three of them are actually cracked, and he's in a lot of pain. And he has to come back up to the doctor this coming Tuesday, about an hour and a half where he lives, to see what they're going to do. And then this coming Friday, he gets his catheter out. He can actually go to the bathroom again naturally, I hope, real soon. So he's not doing so well. And reports I had today from the doctor myself with the problem with my feet, was not too good. But discuss that tomorrow online, not tonight, okay? If you have any questions about that tomorrow, you ask me tomorrow when we're in the office. But we're going to talk to somebody tonight that I'm looking forward to talking to. It's been a while since I've talked and spoke with her on the radio. We're going to talk to Dr. Molly James from Missouri, and we're going to let her talk about what she does, how you can contact your office if you have medical problems. We're going to discuss tonight, though, what she has seen in North Carolina that you're not hearing on the news. Now, this is not secondhand information. She is down there. Right now, she's peaked. She's in North Carolina. She is there, boots on the ground, so to speak, keeping up with things and trying to get your news out to what's really happening in that devastated part of this country. And, Dr. Molly, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's good to have you. You're always such a sweetheart to talk to. Thank you.
Oh, well, thanks. It's always great to be here.
Well, you have a demeanor about you that just exudes Christianity, and I appreciate that. I really mean that with all my heart. But anyway,
thank you.
Tell the folks, for brand new listeners, who Dr. Molly James is, what do you do, and how, if you have any questions, how they can contact you.
Yeah, so I'm a former trauma surgeon and ICU physician. During the COVID craziness, I left the hospital system behind once and for all after 20 years. I opened my own integrative medicine clinic. We're based out of St. Louis, but we have offices in southern Iowa in my hometown and Detroit, Michigan. So we basically specialize in all the things that the medical system isn't so great at, and we're moving into integrative cancer care. So for those who have lost faith in the system or aren't getting answers, we are a good choice for them.
Now, I want you to repeat what you said about cancer. I didn't quite catch all that. What did you say about cancer?
There's a lot of people now, I don't know, after the COVID shots, we have an explosion of cancer rates. They're
yes.
called turbo cancers in some instances. And more people are losing faith and trust in the system and looking for other options. So we offer an integrative cancer care plan where we use medicine outside the box to help them try to get control of their cancer and whatever in their body was going on that caused it or led to it in the first place.
And I know this in the topic tonight, but what would you say in your practice, a percentage increase, have these turbo cancers went up? The cancer itself, but turbo cancer especially.
Yeah, it's hard to say because that's a new service we're offering in the last 12 months, but I would say it's exponentially increasing as people find out about us and how we approach things. So prostate cancer, breast cancer, people who had previous issues and then went and got a COVID shot and it was under control before and it's not anymore. So there's all kinds of different scenarios.
You say without beyond a shadow of a doubt that the cancer rates are up.
They are up, and it's not just me saying it. Ethical Skeptic is one of my favorite follows on Twitter. Ethical Skeptic goes through and analyzes the CDC's own data and extrapolates that and shows you where the rates are increasing.
Wow. And how can folks find you online? And if they want to talk to your office, give them the information now, and we'll do it again before the program's over, too. But tell them how they can find you online and find out more about you.
Yeah, thank you. So our website is jamesclinic.com. So that's just jamesclinic.com. That is the best place to research about the clinic and what we offer there. On Twitter, I'm at MolzJames. So M-O-L-S is in Sam, James, that's my Twitter handle. I'm updating things in North Carolina there constantly.
And do you have a phone number for the office where they can call and ask questions also?
Oh, I do. 636-751-9440. That's 636-751-9440.
And folks, don't worry if you didn't get it. We'll give it to you again. But I would advise anybody that wants to find some alternative ways to cure their bodies about everything, give Dr. Molly's office a call. They will talk to you, and they're always sweet to talk to. So give them a call, talk to them. We'll give them their number out again in a few minutes, so don't y'all go away. But tonight we're going to discuss something that we've all watched on the news now. I mean, it's pretty much left the news now. It's like nothing really happened, it seemed like. It all just kind of evaporated into nothing. But we know that Western North Carolina was hammered. I'm almost wiped off the face of the map, so to speak, with an unheard-of flood in the mountains of all places and devastation beyond what we can imagine. And I haven't been down there, but I have sent friends who went down there, sent me pictures. It's just unimaginable what happened to people in the hills of North Carolina. We're not going to get into all the reasons why. Yeah, there are reasons why it happened and why the government won the land, but we'll get that maybe in some other time. Dr. Molly, you've been down there how many times now?
I am on this is my third week here, so I came in early October, and then I've been here for about 10 or 12 days this month.
How long after the event happened were you down there?
I think it was about 14 days after the first time. So we were here at 2 weeks, and then we were back at 4 weeks. So it's incredible to me. It's incredible to me the extent of damage that remains. We've been on tours through West Yancey and down near Bat Cave. Our team's been all over. And just to see the level of destruction and difficulty, you know, some of these people had a challenging life before, and it's really complicated things for them.
And I know what I saw on the news and what this supposed to happen and what that FEMA really supposed to have done, but I know it really didn't do. But from what we hear on the news, or that we did hear on the news, it's like I said, it's no longer a topic any longer. How bad was the devastation compared to what we heard on the news?
Well, I didn't hear anything about it on the news. So infinitely worse. Again, those of you who are familiar with the terrain here, there are haulers and these small back roads and up into the hills where one road in and out. And so if the road washed out or there was a landslide, they had no way in and out. And we talked to people who were stranded for, you know, 10 to 14 days. Now, many of these people are survivalists. They are used to this in the winter when it freezes or ices, and so they stock up and prepare. But again, just 40-foot wall of water came down through the valleys and washed away roads and homes. And those individuals have been hunkered down, I believe, many of them, and are just starting to come out of the woodwork and ask for help.
Wow. And by the way, I congratulate you and on knowing how to speak English right. They're not hollows. They're hollers. I congratulate you on that.
I said it wrong the first time. I was corrected. So, hollers.
Holler. You're right. I live down a holler out in the woods. I do. But anyway, the news didn't hardly cover anything as far as who was helping who, basically. But tell us what went on behind the scenes that they didn't want us to see. I know that they're private people, tried to help their neighbors, and they were told to shut down. One guy in a helicopter was rescuing people. He was told to quit it. What all happened that you know for a fact went on down there that we didn't know about?
Yeah, so I can tell you for a fact, number one, there was an air effort out of one airport, and when that was privately managed and run by just civilian volunteers with no organization, I believe it was 400 missions they flew out that day, on one day. The government came in the next day, and that went to 60 flights, and the next day that went to zero flights. So that was from...
What was their excuse? What was their excuse?
I don't know.
Did they say the reason was?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I can tell you my clinic came in and we set up, you know, this was absolutely a God thing. We left St. Louis not knowing where we would stay or where we would set up. And we just kept calling people and making contacts. And we initially ended up at the Avery County Airport. It was a wonderful fit. There were miracles that we saw every day. And we were given a small building and set up, and literally on Sunday night we met everybody, and Monday at noon we were ready to see patients. So we brought a skeleton base of supplies, and then supplies were donated in from outside as well. So we were able to treat the volunteers. We treated a few members of the community and just let them know, you know, many of them couldn't get to the hospitals or the clinics, and the clinics were extremely backed up after not having power and internet for 2 weeks. So there was definitely a gap and a need. We were told that by the county and by the state that the state had then set up a clinic and was managing things, and that our assistance was no longer needed. The individuals on the ground did not have that belief, but that was the official government position. So we left Avery County Airport, and we are now reorganizing to provide just those gaps in care for what the system cannot provide.
Is FEMA and the state still there?
I don't know. Every single thing I've seen is a private civilian volunteer response. It is private donations. It is people making things happen. Just a simple example, there's price gouging right now for those giant roll-off dumpsters. Somebody who volunteered his time to come up said they're charging $25,000 a week for a roll-off dumpster. Yeah. insane. Usually it's $500 a week, I believe. So I called my contact through my clinic, and he was able to get us five of them for a month for $3,000. So,
wow.
Yeah, huge miracle to be able to, you know, then they're going to take the heavy equipment and lift these cars and these trailer homes that are destroyed and all the debris and start cleaning up people's yards.
And where are the people living now? I mean, where did they go when their homes are destroyed? Yeah. I mean, where did they stay in?
So in this particular little five-family area, they're staying in tents right now.
In the wintertime, and it's wintertime. It could be wintertime. That's going to be a cold day.
It's really nice right now, but,
yes.
Yeah, it's starting to get chill off again and get cold. When I was here last time, they did have a freeze, and up in the mountains, they did have some snowflakes come in. They're in sheds and with tarps, and they're with friends, and they're with family, and those are all coming to an end. There were also shelters from Red Cross. There were FEMA hotel vouchers. Those are coming to an end. The shelters are closing. And it's leaving families homeless. They don't have anywhere to go. So that is really
Red Cross the Red Cross is leaving before the mission's even nearly complete.
Well, this mission's not going to be complete for such a long time. So the next concern, tomorrow there's supposed to be rain. So my folks that are working, our friends that are working down in Batcave, there's one road in and out that has been reconstructed. The minute it rains, that is going to be no longer accessible, and they're going to be stuck again. So in these certain areas where they're extremely vulnerable with one, you know, halfway reconstructed road, the minute it rains, the minute it freezes and melts, they're in trouble again, and they're going to be stranded again. So we're actually planning. I have launched a 501c3 nonprofit, and one of my partners, Corey Schonhorst, and I are trying to, he's putting together an effort to buy land and create some kind of a mobile home, because a lot of the property slid off the side of the mountain. It doesn't exist anymore. And so people are left without land to even rebuild on.
My goodness. Well, are any of the bigger agencies staying at all? I mean, you said Red Cross is pulling out. Are any of them staying, at least trying to get them through another month or two before winter sets totally in, is it all private now, period?
You know, I can't speak to where they are or where they aren't. I haven't seen them. So I haven't seen them is all I can say. They certainly may be here and doing specific things. I know I've seen reported from people I know directly that there are camps here. Nobody's quite clear who's staying in the camps or why homeless people aren't able to stay in the camps.
One second. There are camps there, but they're not for the people?
They're not for the victims of the hurricane. Supposedly they're for FEMA workers that are coming in to support them.
So the FEMA have shelter, but the homeless people have no shelter.
It's my understanding, and if you want more on that story, I would follow Ann Vandersteel. She's done a really great job of tracking that down and asking some good questions.
Well, be sure and send me information. I do want to talk to her. But what you're doing what are you lacking? I mean, I know you can't cover all the bases at one time, but what are you lacking in the way of supplies that you see you're running short of?
Yeah, so the biggest threat right now that we've heard from people on the ground, and I'm partnering with a couple of anti-trafficking groups that really take care of vulnerable children and women and families, is parents are scared that the state will come in and take their children. If you look at the laws in a state, it's my understanding, if you do not have a home, and a home is defined as running water in a bathroom, so a tent would not suffice. If you do not have that, then your children are vulnerable to be taken into the protective custody of the state. I don't know if that's happening. I know that is a fear that is happening. And so we are trying to prioritize finding women and children, families, who need shelter and buying them an RV and getting them set up so that they are secure. And that is not a worry they have to deal with.
Well, is there running water and electricity available right now?
In some places there are, but that's one of the challenges is if, you know, I talked to somebody last week, their 4-acre garden washed away. So if you have an acre of land and it washed off the side of the mountain, you don't even have land to put it on. So we're trying to find plots of land for some of these people to actually park a camper on where they can stay. So it's total relocation.
You know, it's hard to imagine without seeing it, obviously, being part of it, just how bad this really is. This sounds horrendous, horrendously bad. I mean, more than we can picture in our mind.
Well, and if you go follow Ernest Ramirez, he's here with me. He's part of my James Clement team. He's done a really good job photographing and filming things on the ground. The pictures do not do it justice. You really have to be here and see it to understand the magnitude of devastation these people live and listen to their stories. I tweeted the other day about a young mom. She and her two teenage sons, one of them is special needs, wheelchair bound, has a genetic issue. Their home washed away and flooded. They watched her father get washed away by the flood rivers. He made it, he swam back, but he couldn't sustain it, and it washed it away again and killed him, and they found his body. One of her sons was in a guitar case. The dog was sitting on his lap, and she was trying to hold her sons from getting washed down the river for many hours. Finally, they were rescued. Now she has no home, no yard, no personal belongings, and she's also, you know, dealing with the loss of her father. So Judges Rescue is one of the groups I'm working with. They have been able to find her a home. Now we're trying to help her rebuild as far as she needs everything. She needs pots and pans and sheets and blankets and just the daily necessities. So if, you know, I'm trying to share and post individual wish lists for these people who have 360 degree total loss of their belongings.
All right, yes. Now, we want to, are there phone numbers? A lot of people that listen to the broadcast, Dr. Molly, don't have computers. Are there phone numbers where you can call, get the needs, find out what we send things to and who to?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things you can do. First of all, you can call my office, 636-751-9440. The biggest thing I need right now is funds to go buy the RVs. So we're wheeling and dealing. We're getting people into, quote, a new home for $8,000 to $10,000, which is remarkable.
Oh, that's a steal.
That's a steal, yeah. And, you know, these people are very humble. They don't ask for much. And it actually takes a very long time to build trust with them before they'll even accept help or even tell you that they need help. So they're just starting to come out of the woodwork, you know, with me and with the people I'm with to say, hey, yeah, I could use a hand. So when they do actually come through and say that, we want to deliver immediately with what they need so that we don't lose that opportunity to help them. So calling my office, yeah, to make a donation, we're now a 501c3, so that would be tax deductible. And we're going out and buying, you know, if you have a used RV in your area that can be donated or that we could purchase for a good price, everything has to be working in it because it's somebody's home. You know, sheets, blankets, pillows, kitchen items, these are things people need to start rebuilding their life.
And if they don't nothing to ship and donate, you can always take cash and purchase, right?
Absolutely. Gift cards. Amazon gift cards, Lowe's, Home Depot, Target, Walmart, you know, anything we can give people a gift card so they have the dignity to go buy their own things and shop on their own is a good thing, too. The next thing we'll be working on is a toy drive for Christmas so that kids can have some semblance of normal as we go into the holidays.
Well, now, I lost my train of thought. Are any of the organizations at all now leaving? I mean, is FEMA still paying for any motels anywhere that you know of, or anybody doing anything on the yet to help these people?
I don't know about that. Last time I was here, we were told all of the hotels were occupied by hurricane victims. I don't know the status of that. Again, most of the people I'm personally encountering have hunkered down somewhere with family or stayed with friends. you know, when you're doing that, sometimes they're awfully vulnerable to have their items stolen, their medication stolen.
Of course.
You know, to be put in a situation to get assaulted or abused. So they're not good situations that some of these people are having to deal with while we get things figured out for them.
What has power and water been restored to the communities mostly now?
It's my understanding that most everybody has power of some sort. Now, remotely out, they don't. Up in the haulers, you know, where the roads are out, they don't. The power lines are still down. I think they said like 90% of people, though, are back with power. Though there is running water for the most part in the main areas, it is not potable, though. So they can, you know, they can flush the toilets and things, but they cannot drink that water, can't cook with it. So that remains a challenge.
So they're still using bottled water, or perhaps maybe somebody have a filter of some kind. So
Correct. Really,
the whole situation is still really, really perilous. There's nothing concrete yet on this, is there?
It doesn't seem like it. This is going to be a 6 to 12 month minimum recovery effort. Even one of my own team, a volunteer that came in, must have somehow gotten the water and got really sick with dysentery for a couple of days. So it's extremely vulnerable that people can run into that issue without the good, clean running water.
And are other private people coming in with bottled water or different things that people are using? Are they keeping supplied with their necessities?
So that's a blessing and a curse, because right when it happened, there was an influx of donations. So that had to be organized and warehoused, and, you know, distribution points had to be established. So it all, a de novo supply chain. What I think is going to happen now is interest in this is going to dwindle, so those donations are going to drop off. So what I would suggest to your listeners is get together with your churches, get together with your communities or where you work, and come up with a plan to make a monthly donation. You know, pick a spot, adopt a church, adopt a family, and make regular donations over the next 6 to 12 months so that there's an influx, you know, ongoing of the things that they'll need.
Do you have names of individual families somebody could adopt to send a couple hundred dollars a month through, maybe, or along those lines?
I am trying to get that set up. I don't have it set up yet. Again, I'm just trying to share personal stories of people that have been vetted. Wherever there's tragedy, of course, there's opportunists as well. So there's people coming in trying to get donations that don't need it and are using it for nefarious purposes. So I will only share organizations and people I know directly that need it and are legitimate.
Wow. So the biggest need is everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
So
the biggest need is everything.
Everything, household materials of any kind, pillows, blankets, kitchenware, whatever people can afford or if they can see and that you can use it. Towels, anything else, I'm sure. Personal items. How about shampoo and soap and things like that?
I think they can use it all. So, yes.
Okay. All right. And they get information on your website about this?
Not on our website.
Hang on through the break,
Twitter.
Please, honey. Hang on through the break. We're going to get that back. Folks, don't go away. Any questions, comments, next half hour, feel free to call 844-769-2944.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. Need to tell y'all, we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America: cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7575. 1-800-273-7979. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we're back. Phone lines are open at 844-769-2944. We're talking to Dr. Molly James, a lady that's on the front lines and has been out off and on for three different trips now, doing her best to help these people that have been devastated. I don't just mean lost a front porch or even a house. They lost everything, even the land the house was on. Now, that's hard to imagine, folks. I live on a small mountain here in the hills of West Virginia. I can't imagine the hills washing away. This was not a flood that you would – this was by no means a normal natural flood. This is a man-made event, and I'm convinced of that. They won the property there for some reasons. Y'all probably know what it is. But this is absolutely, in my mind, as far as I can remember, the most devastating thing I've ever heard of in so-called natural events. And Dr. Molly's there in the front lines doing her best to find these people's shelter. Wintertime, folks, is coming. We've had beautiful weather here in the hills of West Virginia. I mean, it's been up in the 70s, even 80s here, and this is November. Not normal. It's going to cool off, I promise it is. But these people are going to be sitting in weather. It's going to be cold, freezing, snowing, raining in the very near future. And she's doing her best to make sure they have blankets and pillows and kitchen utensils or maybe a used motorhome or mobile home of some kind, a camper they can live in. I really admire her for that. She left her practice in Missouri to go down there and do that. That to me is a sign of somebody with a very sweet heart and spirit. To do those things to help other people. And Dr. Molly, again, tell the folks how they can contact your office and ask questions about how people can help, and give me your website again.
Yep, so it's jamesclinic.com. When you log on, I believe there is a link to donate to. We have a Venmo, we have a Give, Send, Go. You can mail checks to our office. You just write donations. It all goes to the relief effort in North Carolina. One of the things I want to make clear is when we do approach people, especially the first time, you know, the first thing we open with is I'm not from the government, because in this neck of the woods, people are extremely skeptical for good reason. And, and unfortunately the people who have come in from FEMA have really upset individuals by saying, hey, you don't qualify for the $750 because your house slid off the mountainside, so I can't do a home inspection, things like that. Also, yeah, unbelievable. Like, if their car got washed away by this 40-foot wall of water and they don't know where the car is because nobody's looking for cars right now, they're looking for bodies, you can't file a claim on your insurance without the vehicle. So there's very little recourse people have to try to start rebuilding. They're dependent on getting a little assistance and getting them through, which in many cases has happened and in beautiful ways. But, you know, again, for them to come out and ask for help, it's just, it's an opportunity for us to do God's work.
Wow. And just, you mentioned bodies. Last time I heard on the news, 140 some people were killed in this flood. How many do you know of that you can confirm from people that you know that had eyeballs right on what was going on?
I can't confirm a number, but I can confirm there was a group that pulled out 130 bodies in one day. So I don't have the skinny on that. My understanding, and there's a really good video on Twitter that I've shared that talks about that by people who understand that, is until a body is identified, it does not count. And so they
Until a body is what now?
Until a body is identified, who it is, it does not go on the count.
So if they find a dead body, and it's definitely a dead body, again, they don't know who it is, they don't count as a dead person.
That is my understanding.
That is really hard.
I don't know the official on that. I'm focused on people who are alive and have medical issues or personal issues. I leave that to someone else, but I would have to guess that the official numbers are not a reflection of what people on the ground are aware of what's happening.
And in the immediate area where you are right now, have been working. I'm trying to get the questions worded that my mind can even conceive what's going on. Their houses are literally washed away. The property they own, the house is on, is washed away. Insurance won't help them because the house's not there. The cars aren't there. So they get no help from insurance at all. The government's not helping them. I mean, like you said they were. I mean, you know, they're feeding the illegals. They're housing illegals and all that. But they can't take care of their own people. So no wonder they don't trust government. So what you're saying really is that anything anybody can send of any kind of item at all, you can use, I'm sure.
I would think so, and they will be most grateful to have those things. So the majority of people we've gone to check on have said, I don't need anything. Can you check on my neighbor? I don't want to take anything. I want my neighbor to be taken care of first. Kind heart survival, like, hey, we'll be good. We're good for 6 months. Leave us alone. You know, we're fine. So just strong willpower, big hearts, kind people.
My goodness. Praise God for those. I mean, there's still some good people. There's a lot of good people left in the country, but you can't tell from watching our government. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor. Hello, Dr. Avery.
Hello.
Dr. Jane.
Hi. Jan.
You're in Avery County, right?
I was at the Avery County Airfield. I am not any longer.
Not in Avery County anymore? Okay.
No.
There is another organization. This is a bunch of churches that is operating out of Asheville. That's their base. They warehouse it. They ship it up and ship it up. And they helped the lady from Avery County, who first she went to Yancey County and got told she couldn't get any help because she wasn't from the county. And she went down to Henderson County, and they gave her everything on her list from these mountain people. And we're talking, one guy was 93. He said he had his cupboards full, but he was getting low on some things, and that was on his wish list. But they have a bunch of stuff, sweetie, and you guys need to get together.
Okay,
They may have a lot of stuff that you need. And another idea for housing is churches. Are there any churches in the area that are left?
Oh, there's a lot of churches. Yeah, some of them got washed away or flooded or, you know, mudslides into them and damaged. But the churches have been the backbone of this rescue effort. So those of us coming from the outside partnered with pastors. Yeah.
Do they have restrooms and all that? Could you talk them into letting the women and the children go into there so they do not get taken away? That's what I'm thinking.
That's a great idea.
But, Pastor, I sent you some videos to start now. Did you get them?
I sent you an email on the internet all day. I probably did, but I haven't got a chance to look at it, Jan.
I sent you a phone number for Ross at this organization that I talked to you today. I'll call you tomorrow and make sure you got them. And you can pass along to her.
Sure, I will. Okay, so I get the information that you mentioned. If I get that, Dr. Molly, I'll send it. Make sure that you get the information.
Okay, that'd be wonderful.
Somebody that you know that you hook up to. Anything else, Jan?
Yeah. Give her Hannah's number too. Give her Hannah's number too.
Well, send it to me again, sweetheart. I called it. Send it to me again if you don't mind.
I'll send it to you again. Call her, and we'll see if we can join all these, quite a few of these people together and get a huge effort going.
All right. Please send me the number again. And, folks, I would urge you, please, go to jamesclinic.com. If you have a computer, find out how you can help, where to send funds to. And for those that don't have a computer, I personally am going to make sure that we send some funds from our little fellowship and myself personally. That won't be a fortune, but we're going to do what we can to help any way we can. If you want to send funds to Dr. Molly, now I'm going to make it simple. I know you trust me. You send to Call to Decision, and I promise you every penny you send me will go right on to Dr. Molly. I can promise you that. We'll make sure that she gets it and can use it. That's what we're here for. This is a ministry. Yes, I know we talk about all kinds of issues. Now, that's because it's all part of being a minister. I mean, I'm in a ministry. But I want to make sure that if anything comes in here that you want to donate to Dr. Molly's cause, put on the note, this check for whatever amount is to go to Dr. Molly. And I promise you, we will see that she gets that to get those funds. We want to help this lady do what she can to help these people the best they can. Let's speak to Gene in Ohio. Gene, come on in.
Hi, Pastor Butch. Hello, Doctor.
Hello, Gene.
I must say I respect you very highly. The reason I called was just to, you're welcome, suggest, since I don't recall hearing this, cell phone service. Is that available, and would that be a good thing to send to you? Now, listen, officer, thank you very much. And,
cell phone service, yes. Can you use some cell phones?
So in many of the main areas you can. Yep. A lot of the more remote areas are dependent on things like Starlink, and then they're using Wi-Fi based apps, so like Signal or Facebook Messenger, things like that that can go through the internet, not through the cell towers. But it is getting better than it was a month ago.
Okay. All right. That's the main thing I wanted to know. All right, thank you very much.
Well, you go ahead, Gene. You got a question, Gene? Go ahead. Go ahead, Gene. If you got a question, go ahead.
I don't know what else to say. I think you covered everything pretty well. Getting organized is the priority.
Yes, it is. That's a big, big job. Thank you for the call, Gene. Appreciate it very much. 844-769-2944, folks. We're trying to do our best to help these folks. Let's all pitch into what we can. If you want to send cash, and cash can always be used, I promise you, I mean this on my heart, we'll put the money into our account, and I'll have Denise write a check out and mail it right straight to Dr. Molly James, to her group, to help. I don't care whether it's $1 or $50, I'll wait 2 weeks before I mail them in. So if you want to send something tomorrow, whatever you're going to afford, or next week, I'll just say that I'll put it all in lump sum. I'll send it in on the 22nd. That will give us a week and a half to collect the funds. So if you want to send some money to us to help with this call in North Carolina, do so. If you want to go online and give something, that'll be money. It can be other things you have. If you have extra toiletries that you like shipped down to them, do that. But a lot of times with the price of postage, it's cheaper to send cash. Better send cash. Let them buy what you need. But the folks, that's an offer I'm giving from by my heart. We want so much to help these people. And if you'll jump on board, I promise you that we'll see that every cent you give is given right on down to the people that need it. We will not ever, ever hold anything back from these folks. Let's help them if we can in any way we can. 844-769-2944. You know, next time it could be us. Who knows what they have planned for this country? Who knows what's next? Weather modification is a real thing. There's no doubt about that. They play with it. We know that. They've admitted themselves. Even Lyndon Baines Johnson admitted that. So we're seeing this come to pass, and people are suffering because of that. And Dr. Molly, I don't know else to even ask you, because you cover about everything I know to ask you about. But So you can use any kind of donation, any item that somebody can send you, especially cash to help people buy their own things. If we send you money, do you give them cash or do you buy them gift cards? Well, how do you handle that?
We generally don't give people cash. We buy what they need because, again, I don't want to hand someone $200 and then have someone steal it from them and then they're in the same place they started. So gift cards, we buy them items. A little bit of spending cash is good, right? We want to get them back on their feet so they can get back to earning their own money or their own self-sufficiency. One of the things I'll mention is we are still taking volunteers. So when our plan got shifted out of Avery County Airport, we did have to pivot a bit, and so our volunteer recruitment slowed down. We are back in action, and we can use people to come down. Tomorrow morning, I need help getting trucks unloaded in a warehouse, tomorrow morning and Friday morning both at Black Mountain. So you can email us, mission@jamesclinic.com, mission@jamesclinic.com. Let them know where you are, when you want to come, what you want to do, if you're medical, non-medical, what special skills you have, and we will get you plugged in. We want you to come. We want you to be part of an organized effort, and we are coordinating that out of my clinic.
Oh, I wish so much I could be there with you. Right now, I'm not even allowed to walk through the house unless I have to. But I wish I was so much I could be there. But 76 years old, I can't do what I used to do all the time. That's just a fact. But folks, again, mm-hmm. I urge you, and I'm pleading with you to help these people. Please help these people. Please. I mean, this could be your family. This could be your neighbor. This could be yourself one day. Let's do what we can to help these people get back on their feet, at least have a place to sleep through the winter and some way to eat. I mean, it's such a messed up system when the whole house is gone and the insurance won't pay because there's no house to look at. They don't care what's gone or not. Or the car's disappeared. They won't pay for that because they can't find the car. This is absolutely absurd. This is par for the course for insurance companies that are out for the buck and the buck only. This is a sad situation, but it is what it is. And Dr. Molly, what else do you want to tell the folks? We're down about the last 10 minutes here. What else do you want to tell the folks?
Yeah, so another project we ran into is there's a charter school called Fernleaf. They're doing a great job educating children, and their entire school was washed off its foundation. It was slid 6 feet to the front door, is now 6 feet to the left of where it used to be, and it's a total loss. You can imagine the chemicals, the water, the silt, that rot that got inside the walls. So it's going to have to be demolished. They do not have insurance because it was a flood, and it's not in a floodplain, so they don't have flood insurance. So the regular insurance won't cover it, and they're not a state school, so they don't get government money. So they're a total loss and need to rebuild. So that's one of the projects I'm working on, is to have schools maybe adopt this school to get them back what they need. So there's just everywhere you turn, the more you talk to people, you hear about these tragic stories where they're really backed into a corner and they don't have a lot of good options. And you would think there's options everywhere with insurance and the government money and FEMA and all this pallets of cash floating around. But the individuals who need it are not getting it.
And as you said, the people are a little bit leery of anything coming from government anyway. You can understand that. I mean, if you're afraid you're going to come and take your babies, you sure don't want a handout from them. You can't trust them. But these people have not only been lost everything physically, the stress on them mentally and even spiritually has been horrendous because they are walking in frustration and fear because they don't know who to turn to, who they can trust. And your little group's down there trying to do what it can and earn and gain the trust of people, which is a wonderful thing. So, how many other organizations that you know of, like yours, are scattered through the counties down there?
Oh, there's countless organizations. A couple of the ones. Mill Hope was originally at the Avery County Airfield. Remnant Ministries out of Texas we were working with. Judges Rescue is another organization they've worked with. We came at their invitation. The Avery County Airfield is now their own 501c3. Again, countless churches, church organizations, people bringing in food. I just couldn't even begin to put a number on it. It's everywhere.
Oh, that is heartwarming. That is very heartwarming to hear that, but it still breaks my heart to know what the needs are. And folks, again, the phone line is open for you to call and talk to us at 844-769-2944. We do want to hear from you. I mean, we're here tonight to have you share your thoughts and maybe ideas, and I will get the information Jan told me about. If I can start getting your emails, I'll get the phone numbers to you so you can call these people and maybe join up and work together. Because Gene said it, organization is a tough thing in the beginning. But if you get organized, you can do a lot more together, can't you?
Yes, you can. And another thing to keep in mind is for the first 2 weeks, we didn't know what happened. Because the people who were victims, they didn't have cell phones. They didn't have their social media. Their phones were dead because they didn't have electricity. They didn't have generators. So it took 2-3 weeks before we started seeing the stories on social media. And then it took a few days for the love to start pouring in. So these people need to know that America cares about them. They want to take care of them. And I had an Amazon wish list I posted for an individual. Within an hour, people came in and bought all of the things and took care of them. So I would just say, you know, stay really aware of those things because it's actionable. It's something most people can help with. They just don't know how to help. So cash donations, go together with the church to put together money to buy an RV, you know, give $50, go buy an Amazon gift card. There, anything you could do, spend a day down here just like feeding people or organizing clothes donations, any of that would be appreciated.
All right. The counties around you are trying to help also. So people, again, I'm offering, if you want to help financially, you don't know where to send things to, can find out maybe in an easy way. I promise you, email it to us, and you tell us where to send it, and every dime will go down to Dr. Molly and her organization. This has got to be a team effort. This can't be done by one individual. It can't be done by just a few groups of individuals. It's got to be enough people to join together to make a difference in this, and this is huge. I mean, who would expect a flood like that? 40-foot walls of water coming down a mountaintop. Who would have thought that? What was above them, Dr. Molly, that could flood out? There wasn't any rivers on top of the mountain, I'm sure. Was anything above them that could cause this to happen, like a dam or something?
I don't know. I don't know on that. So it doesn't seem like a natural weather event to create a 40-foot wall of water. I can tell you there was a hurricane in the mountains, and so it's not like normal coastal where the water comes in and goes back out. It didn't have anywhere to go, so it ran down the valley. So maybe that's the reason, but I can't speak to that.
It's just so unusual. So, I mean, this doesn't happen. Let's talk to Frederick right here in West Virginia. Frederick, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. Good evening, and great guest. I'm enjoying the program.
Thank you.
I tried to think, what can I do? The best thing I know, I have plans for a water filter you can build out of 5-gallon buckets and washed sand and gravel, and I can mail those plans for that water filter. It might be something somebody could build to filter water.
Okay. Would you like to receive that, Dr. Molly?
I know there were donations of some water filtration units. Some were using 5-gallon buckets. So there's a two-phase problem. One is the bacterial contamination, and one is the chemical contamination. So you kind of have to mitigate both of those, so it would have to meet both of those needs.
Well, this is a bio-sand filter. It kills the bacteria. It, according to this article, now I've never built one, but according to this, it does take care of the bacteria through natural processes, and there are no harsh chemicals. It's just made from clean sand, gravel, and pebbles. It's magic. It works by magic, according to... It looks like I would build one of these. I would try it, but I haven't done that, but... I can send it to you. You can do with it what you want, but it might help.
Okay. All right.
Oh, wonderful.
Go ahead and send it. Yeah. Yes. I mean, let's take a look at it for sure. Thank you, friend. I appreciate it very much.
Where should I send these plans for building this?
You send them to me, and I'll give them to Dr. Molly.
All right. I don't have email, so I'll mail it.
Just mail it to me. That'd be great. I'll see that she gets
it. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Frederick.
It takes
Thanks
a month.
Much.
It takes a month for it to build up its own defenses, but once it gets going, they say it works great for a long time.
Okay.
Good.
Well, I'll look forward to it. I promise I'll pass them on to you. That's a promise. I'll do that, Frederick. Thank you for offering that. And, folks, I reiterate again, we will be here to send your funds or whatever down to them. Please, we can't afford to ship big, bulky items, but we can write a check to her, and we will do that. With every dime you send us, I promise I'm going to kick in a couple hundred bucks myself for this. If you help me add to that, we may make a difference for somebody's life. Every little bit helps. Nobody can do everything. But everybody together can do something. And I think we need to do something, folks. Again, next time it could be us. We don't know what the future holds. We have no idea. It could be us. And Dr. Molly, we're down about the last minute and a half. I'm going to let you wrap it up.
Yeah, I would ask for prayers for these people. You can imagine, you can deal with this for a few days or a week, but they're now going on 6 weeks with no relief. They can't get away from it. They're involuntary participants in a disaster. So prayers, mental health professionals, I think that's going to be necessary. Just keep the love going. Keep spreading the message. The media is not reporting on this, and it is not truly reflecting what's happening. So find someone you can follow that you know what's going on, and you can stay on top of it. Because if it was us, we'd want someone to help us. We need to take care of other people right now.
One more time, your website and phone number.
Yep, jamesclinic.com, 636-751-9440. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to get you plugged in and working with us to volunteer.
Folks, don't know what else we can say. Dr. Molly has covered so much territory tonight already and explained to us the needs. Well, it is not. They need everything. This book is easy. They need everything. Anything that you can send. Anything you can send. It was canned goods, perhaps. Anything that you can afford to ship, and I'm going to tell you, shipping is expensive. In my opinion, cash should be just as good or better. But I'm just telling you, whatever you can send, please get the address and send it. And if you don't know the address, want to get it, I'll try to find it myself and give it to you. But if you want to send funds to them, you just send it to us. And I promise you, you put a message on it that where you want to go, and every dime will get down there to them. I want so much to help these people, folks, because, again, that's what you're supposed to do for each other. That's what Christians do. That's what real Christians do, is help each other. Dr. Molly, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I know that you're busy and you fit me in your schedule. Thank you so much for that.
Esther Butch, thanks for having me back. I really appreciate it. I always enjoy chatting with you and your folks. So we look forward to doing it again soon.
All right, sis. I'll be talking to you, and I promise you, you'll be hearing from us, okay?
That sounds great.
All right, honey. Good night. Folks,
Take care.
We did what we could tonight. I hear music playing. Time's up. See you in the office tomorrow. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Big up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.